لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح. آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear Quran buddies, how are you this morning? I hope and pray all is well at your end and you will be gaining constant momentum in your spirituality, bismillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor you all the highest levels of Iman and Taqwa and honor you the eternity of the journey of loving and learning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. Ameen summa ameen. On behalf of Nurul Quran International Institute, the entire team of Journey Through Quran welcome you in our Journey Through Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this journey of learning and loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam beneficial and source of serenity for us. Ameen summa ameen. With the immense blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are steadily moving forward in this journey and have reached to the 23rd juz today, bismillah. Excited? Alhamdulillah. Yesterday, tawfiq Allah, we completed juz 22nd. We covered a bouquet of beautiful surahs in the juz, subhanAllah, including Surah Al-Ahzab in continuation from juz 21st, Surah Saba, Surah Fatir, and we stopped at Surah Yasin, which we will complete today, inshallah, in juz 23rd. Many lessons learned and many action points were noted for our islah, alhamdulillah. So let's have a short recap. A go through to refresh our memory so we can continue in the next juz. As we learned by now that every juz is interconnected with the other, right? So what was the theme of the juz? Zikr elevate your status. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ji, bilkul. People of Iman were encouraged to do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Ayah 41 Surah Al-Ahzab. We saw a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In that respect, and zikr of subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim was told to do. As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that these kalimat are very light on the tongue and are very heavy on the scale. And so dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, action point for us, we have to learn to keep our tongue moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many of them. Countless, which we learn from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from different hadiths. Then the connection between juz 21st and 22nd was that the constant zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this love will in return encourage us to what? The hajjo then qiyamul layl. Alhamdulillah. And it will make our salah, tahajjud salah, easy for us. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Al-Ahzab, we learn the laws of hijab and its punishment if not observed. And as we discussed yesterday, it is a topic so misunderstood and so, not observed by majority of the Muslims. We learn the mothers of the believers are our role models. They held high status because they were honored to the Prophet sallallahu, they were honored as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives, subhanallah. We learn the guidelines while interacting with non-mahrams. What are the guidelines we need to follow when we interact with the non-mahrams? Plus the requirements and restrictions on a woman upon leaving her house. These are all things we need to implement in our lives, practical things we need to do. An action point, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a true believer and may we follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our role models, inshallah. As the qualities of believing men and women were also highlighted for us to follow so we can bring ourselves under the category, bismillah. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's status as the last and final messenger was also highlighted. Importance of zikr in a believer's life is highlighted, for as for him, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough. Action point for us, we have to focus our energy to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop habit of constant zikr in our lives, inshallah wa ta'ala. Then etiquettes of attending a party were sold. We were conveyed the message to cover ourselves through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is for our protection. Action point, we will check ourselves before leaving the house. Do I look appropriate? Do I represent a true Muslimah? Am I following my desire, or I am following my Lord's commandments? We have to check ourselves before we leave the house. Then Surah Sabah. We were told that all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this beautiful kalam. And if we put our hearts into it, then following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments becomes super easy. When we believe in them, then our preparation for akhirah becomes easy too. We saw how gratitude can elevate a person's status, and how a person can be demoted and can have a fall from his high horse just because of his ingratitude. Subhanallah. Wow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complained, a few of my servants are grateful. Self-check, dear sisters. Am I in that category? I'm in which category? Is my heart full of the gratitude of belongings, of the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me? My Lord has granted me the blessings. Am I thankful for those blessings? Life is too short and unpredictable. So we have to do good now before we run out of time. Allahu Akbar. Again, sister, self-check. What I am leaving behind? We have to ask ourselves, am I leaving any sabqa jariya for myself? Am I doing anything so it can be considered as sabqa jariya for me? People remember me because of that? So we have to work on that. We learn the reasons for the people not accepting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and denying Islam. Then Surah Fatir started reminding us the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be grateful. We learned that when Iman enters a person's heart, then the insight eye opens and he develops deeper understanding. We were given a comparison that dead and alive can't be same, just like Mumin and Kafir can't be equal, right? Everyone will carry the burden of their deeds himself without anyone's help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us inheritors of his book, and we have to play our part. That is so very imminent. When you are given a responsibility to do a job, then you have to carry out that job with ikhlas. And inshallah wa ta'ala, we will carry out our responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all appreciative of the deeds we do and is waiting to reward us. Are we willing to receive that reward? That's the question. And how far we are willing to go to receive that reward? That's the question. All we have to do is take a step forward with loads of du'as for steadfastness, inshallah wa ta'ala. A good news, that there'll be no other death after this one. So let's strive our hardest to make this nafsul mutmainna, inshallah wa ta'ala. So we can have a blissful death, inshallah wa ta'ala. And we can do loads of du'as for a blissful death, inshallah wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it all. He subhanahu wa ta'ala knows my strength and my weaknesses, my struggles, my hurdles, and my desires to be his righteous slave, inshallah wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it all. Just put your effort and with ikhlas, and then leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all we can do, inshallah wa ta'ala, and we will do that. Now the next surah, Surah Yasin, subhanallah. Another beautiful surah, and the one of the most recited surahs too. We learn from the few ayahs we learn was, shaitan is our enemy. We have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to believe in unseen. Everything is pre-written for us. So accept it as the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be a da'i of haq, and do not be afraid to speak for haq. That is so important. Because when we, after bringing iman, we have to do watawasaw bil haqqi, watawasaw bis sabr. We have to speak for haq. Take nasiha, the advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and follow them. So important to follow the sunnah, inshallah wa ta'ala, and we will try our level best to follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for that, we have to learn first, right? So this is what the this session is all about. We are learning, inshallah wa ta'ala. That's the first. Learning is the first step for the implementation of anything. So knowledge is powerful, girls. Focus and try to absorb all you can, inshallah wa ta'ala. We will not take it lightly, as they are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. No, we will follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah, and inshallah wa ta'ala, we will not take it lightly. Subhanallah, beautiful indeed. It is so mesmerizing that totally involves a person in its beauty. Such beautiful words, beautiful messages, subhanallah. So now, for further messages, let's join Sister Faiza in Atlanta, Georgia, for another mesmerizing session of Journey Through Quran, inshallah wa ta'ala, in just 23rd. A reminder, dear ones, to focus and try to absorb as much as we can. And do not forget to do du'as for our istiqamat and eternity of this journey, inshallah wa ta'ala. So let's join the live session. Jazakumullah khairan kaseera wa asam jadar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Our hearts are filled with gratitude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible again another day. Beautiful juz. And we're going to begin and continuing learning about Surah Al-Yaseen, a beautiful surah. We all love this surah, and there's so much significance we know about this surah. And today we're going to find out in detail why this surah is so special. Before I get into that, I just wanted to, let's listen to the first, the recitation of today's juz, first few ayahs, then we'll go over some points that we want to add in yesterday's lesson, and then we will continue with the juz 23. Let's make dua, and when we say the dua of seeking knowledge, and A'udzubillah, say it now, because you want to be this time to be beneficial and useful for you and I. Let's start.
اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته With the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will begin Juz 23. But before we go into Juz 23, we wanted to share some of the points to ask for reiteration of what we have learned yesterday. Yesterday an ayah came which many of us may have find it very hard upon ourselves, and that was the ayah about the hijab. So the question here is that when the commands of Allah comes, they may appear hard to us, but it does not mean that they're not there. So the very first thing we need to remind ourselves is that the commands are for our own good. And everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's haq. Another point is that dressing up is a right of a woman. Women supposed to dress up. Women supposed to look pretty. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there are pearls in the ocean that you can extract and you make jewelry. And do you know that how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about asawira and jewelry made in Jannah? All the people who will enter Jannah, insha'Allah, bi'idhnillah, they will get to wear beautiful jewelry, gold and silver, decorated with pearls, and the clothes will be very shiny, beautiful, made of silk and brocade. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning all these things? Do you know why? Because it is the right of a woman to look pretty and look nice. Now, when we hear this ayah of hijab, do you know why it's sometimes it sounds burdensome? Because of the lifestyle today we have. Today we live in this society where everything is intermingling. So this is why the women who cover, they have to cover in all the occasions and parties and stuff too. This is why the ayah that we learned in Surah An-Nur that was about segregation comes in very handy and very useful. Because when women deprive themselves from getting dressed, that's where the problem happened. That's when they try to justify, and that's when they try to come up with the ideas to actually beautify their outer coverings as well, so they can be satisfying their thirst and desire of getting dressed, and then at the same time, they want to fulfill the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you and I want to really, truly enjoy the life, do all the fun that we want, wear all the matching jewelry we would like to wear, and wear all the fancy clothes if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, great, do it, but do it in a proper setting. And this is why today, actually, this is one of the dilemma. Today, our young girls, especially, when they think of clothing, they actually think that the clothing is supposed to be like a ripped jeans and a tights and all those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, women's supposed to look pretty. How do you think women's going to look pretty? You know how? When she dresses up in a nice, flowy dresses, which make her look very pretty, soft, gentle. Have you ever wondered how the men would look like if they were put on all these jewelry? Can you imagine the dangling jewelry a man wear and tight, revealing clothes? They're going to look very, very ugly. And the mindset that comes when you think about this type of image, it's like not even normal, a person who's not even normal, right? So if men don't look pretty in clothes like that women wear, why do we just assume that women look pretty when they try to dress up like men? So women's supposed to be a woman. Women's supposed to be a precious stone. Women's supposed to be something very gentle, soft, light, beautiful colors. All this dressing up can be done if we do it according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran and Sunnah. If you notice, the hijab, the ayahs of hijab comes three times, the clothing ayahs. One was in right now in Surah Al-Ahzab we learned recently, and one was in Surah An-Nur, and the other one was in Surah Araf, right? In Surah Araf, we learn about the dress code within the house. How should it be? In the Surah An-Nur, we learn about dress code within the mahram, the inside the house, what you can wear. And in Surah Ahzab, we learn about the dress code when you go out, what you wear. Once you go out, once you reach the destination, then you have a separate party, then you can take your outer covering out, and then you can wear whatever you are wearing. So this is how we can really have the fun under the limit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet, if we do this, make a little bit extra effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful Jannah waiting for us, right? And then the ayah came about in Surah Al-Fatih that Allah says, enough time was given to learn and seek the advice. And in Surah Yasin, that's the surah that is loved by all. And alhamdulillah, we love it too. And today, in today's juz, you will find the main color of today's juz is about remembrance of Akhirah. You know why? Because remembering Akhirah and remembering having the information of Akhirah is very different. So I want you to understand this with this example. You know, if a mother is taking her child to a park, right? Now, in the park, there are some ants crawling around, fire ants. Now the mother is worried that my child is going to get bitten by these fire ants and he's going to cry and he's going to get hurt. And she's all worried about it. But all of a sudden, there's a roar of the lion comes in. What do you think mother's going to do? Mother's going to keep on worrying about the fire ants? Or mother's going to look at the lion and she's going to try to save the child from that? And this is how our relationship with this dunya is. When the akhirah is not in the front of the mind and this goes in the back of the mind, what people do is worry about little things in dunya. And when they do that, they find the commands of Allah very hard because you know why? Because now the dunya is everything to them. Let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to truly understand the magnificence and the power of Akhirah. You know why? Because when Akhirah becomes big in our eyes and minds, then this dunya becomes like a fire ant, and then Akhirah becomes like a big giant lion that is coming up, and we need to prepare for that. With that, inshallah, let's go to the theme. Today's just 23 theme is Be a Thinker. What does that mean? We will learn some ayahs here where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will invite us how to think, become a thinker. You know why? Because if you think about it, the whole Quran is about doing tafakkur, tadabbur. Have you ever heard the word contemplation and pondering when it comes to Quran? People talk about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran many places, contemplate and ponder upon the ayahs. Do you know why? Because once a person ponder upon ayahs, ponder upon the things, then his inside eyes open up. So why should we do tafakkur? Number one, we get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, we get to see this world from a different perspective. Number three, now everything becomes very insignificant of this dunya because now the bigger picture is in your mind. Do you know how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us in Quran to do tafakkur? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word tafakkur, means to figure. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word tadabbur, meaning think, contemplate deeply. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, afala taqilun, don't you have aqal? And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, afala ya'lamun, don't you know? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you reason, ya ulil albab? Oh, people of intellect, don't you think about it? And all that combined, ulama says this invitation to think comes in Quran 700 times. Can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do the tafakkur on nature, wants to do the tafakkur on everything around us. And when we start doing this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up the inside mind and heart to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give you an example. How can you do tafakkur simply? How can you be a thinker in an everyday life? Obviously, you cannot take a chair and sit on a porch all day and observe nature. You can't do that, right? So you have to do tafakkur while you're doing other things, while you're with your family, while you're eating and everything. One of the example, just to for the example for us to understand is that, for example, when you are ironing your clothes, right? So think about it. This hot iron is taking away the wrinkles of these clothes. And then these clothes look pretty. This garment is going to look very good when I wear it. Because if I don't do ironing, then this is not going to look as clean and crisp. So what did iron did? Iron actually took away the wrinkles from the clothes. Similarly, when a mindset has the akhirah in it, the fire of the akhirah in it, it takes away the wrinkles of our life and our thinking pattern away. So you just connected the akhirah with ironing. Similarly, when you are arranging dishes in a dishwasher, do it in a way that looks organized. This is how our life, everything should be organized in a way that it really makes sense. Meaning, when you are unloading the dishwasher also, you put the dishes in the right place. So when we put our life in a right place, right perspective, when we make decisions experience according to it, now you know that you are doing contemplation. Everything can be contemplation. You open up a fridge, you feel the cool breeze of the fridge. You'd realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different weathers. You are sitting right next to the fireplace, you remember this fire is nothing, but the fire of the akhirah is much more huge and much more severe. Simply the mindset. It's all about the mindset. How do you think? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the one who doesn't think, he is like a summun bukman umyun, meaning deaf, blind and dumb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place says they are like the people who do not think. They don't have eyes to see. They are like animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually giving an example of an animal, heedless animals. Animals have no thinking to do. So let's make the art of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it possible for us to become a thinker. And once we have this eyesight that we become thinker, we are much happier people. Do you know why? Because then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this eyes of tafakkur and you see the things in a different perspective. It's like this. When you put on a rosy glasses upon your eyes and you see everything with the eyes of taqwa, everything appears to be very different the way the world is seeing. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua. When people are busy having fun in this dunya, make my eyes, the coolness of my eyes in this Quran. And this is what the Quran gives you and I, to give us the ability to think. Think deeper. Let's go to the next slide. And in that is the dua. It is a very small dua, very easy dua. You already know this dua probably. And in this dua, what are you asking? Allahumma faqihna fi deen. If you ask for yourself only, you can say Allahumma faqihni fi deen. But when you ask, include other people with you, you say Allahumma faqihna fi deen. Oh Allah, grant us understanding of the deen. Do you know why? Because when this understanding of the deen comes, that's when the fakr, the dabur, and aql, and all these reasoning comes easy. That's when a person becomes a thinker. Now, another thing we need to understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we learn in hadith, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bestow some mercy on people, He actually opens up the heart for that person and gives them the deeper understanding of the deen. How beautiful. If you and I can ask this dua, inshallah, it will be very beneficial for us. And once we become a thinker, we can transfer this knowledge to our generations to come. And this way the chain will continue. And on a day of judgment, when you're thinking and sitting there, you're going to say, this mounds of good deeds, I know I didn't do it. Where does it come from? And then it will be said, this is your kids, your generation that you left behind you, who followed your footstep, and they did the same thing. Subhanallah, how beautiful. Let's go to the next slide, and then let's learn the connection between Juz 22 and Juz 23 themes. In Juz 22, we learn about the importance of zikr, and we were supposed to keep our tongue wet. If I ask you, did you go home and actually try to do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you consciously try to say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and any other zikr? If you did, Alhamdulillah. If you didn't, it's okay. You can start today. It's never too late. It is much better if we do it now instead of feeling bad, right? So, also, the connection here is that when dhikr comes in the heart, Allah blesses with deeper understanding and He gives ability to observe things from different perspective. This is the beauty of doing tafakkur. Dhikr and tafakkur goes in hand because when you do dhikr, you start thinking that, oh, you know what? This leaves like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, this must be something. And the ayah comes in your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, every leaf that falls down, Allah knows about it. This is tafakkur and the zikr together. So tafakkur and zikr goes hand in hand, inshallah. Let's move on to today's lesson. Juz 23, main points. What are we going to learn in today's juz? Some of the things we will learn here is that invitation to think, and the few first ayahs will come about that. And then we will learn hearts that finds the truth, right? When Akhirah becomes a priority, what happens then? And the imagery of a day of judgment, try to imagine once we go into that ayah, those ayahs. And then, what's in the skies? We will learn that. Because no ticket can give you a travel ticket, travel journey to skies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you travel through the skies, through this Quran. And we will learn about who are mukhlas. There's a difference between mukhlas and mukhlis. We will learn when the ayah comes. And the qualities of Dawud alayhi salam. And Allah tests his prophets. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the chest, what happens? Islam comes in and happiness comes in together. Alhamdulillah. Let's go to the next slide. In next slide, the ayah number 22, we will start from Surah Al-Yasin. But there's a story going on about this person. Yesterday we learned from ayah number 12. I want to go over the ayah number 12. We'll start from there so we can really make sense. What is this first ayah, ayah number 23 of today's Jews? Because وَمَا لِيَعْبُدُ الَّذِي is the person that we learned about yesterday. So, ayah number 12. Indeed, it is we who bring the dead to life and record what they have put forth and what they left behind, and all things we give enumerated in a clear register, and a person to them an example, a people of the city, when a messenger came to it, when we sent to them two, but they denied them, so we strengthened them with a third one, and they said, indeed, we are messengers to you. They said, you are not but human beings like us, and the Most Merciful has not revealed a thing. You are only telling lies. They said, our Lord knows that we are messenger to you, and we are not responsible except for clear notification. They said, indeed, we consider you a bad omen. If you do not desist, we will surely stone you, and they will surely touch you from us. A painful punishment. They said, your omen, that is fate, is with yourself. Is it because you were reminded? Rather, you are transgressing people. And there came to them from the farthest end of the city a man. Running, he said, O my people, follow the messengers. From here, the story is about this man who got the information, who got the message, and who accepted it. Since he accepted the message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his heart, and now he's worried about other people. This is why he came running to this town where the people were not obeying the messenger and they were not listening to the messengers who were there. So what did he say? Follow those who do not ask you any payment, and they are rightly guided. Think about it. Have you ever wondered when somebody invites you to Quran, whichever friend of yours invites you to this class, or any other time when people advise you to do something good, what is it that they are getting from it? Sometimes people don't even think about it. They just think that they're here to attack them. Don't they realize that a friend of yours who invited you to this class, what is she getting out of it? Is she getting out of anything from you? No. Then why is she inviting you? And when you invite others, why are you inviting them? Do you want something from them? No. So why are you inviting them? This is because Iman, when it comes in, it really moves you, shakes you, and you want to share this good information to others. You know, it's like this. In this dunya, when there is some kind of a sale going on, a friend messages you in your friend's group, oh, you know what, there's a sale going on in Macy's, why don't you go and grab this opportunity? And then there's a coupon in sale, and then there's a some public grocery store is selling some high stuff this weekend, you should go get that. Why do we share this information? Because it's beneficial to that person. If you are benefiting from that information, you want others to be benefiting from that information as well. So this man, he had this extreme desire to let people know that, you know what, why don't you listen to these messengers? They're not even asking you anything. And why should I not worship? Notice here, what is he saying? Ayah number 22 of today's Jews. And why should I not worship he who created me and to whom you will be returned? Meaning, notice here, he's not pointing fingers to other people. Why don't you worship? Why don't you do this? He is saying, why should I not worship? take it upon yourself. And this is the best dawah technique. When you need to tell something to someone, instead of saying, you do this and you do that, say it, I want to do this. And this is what I am getting. And this is how it's benefiting me. And this is why I follow it. Amazing style of dawah. And you know what? Sometimes we are also too quick to point finger on our husbands and family. It turns them away. So don't do that. Instead of saying, how much are you enjoying? How much are you benefiting from this information? And same way you can invite your friends. In fact, there are only 7 Jews left. From now on, try to invite everybody. Share the Zoom link with your friends. Why? Because if you are benefiting from this course, you should invite them to share the link and say, look, with this, I am having so much fun. If you have some time, come for a little while. You don't have to take the whole class. You can come for a little while. Why not? Why can't we do this? Why can't we invite? Why don't we feel this love for others? Why don't we want this for others? And then he said, should I take other than him false deities, while if the most merciful intends for me some adversity, their intercession will not avail me at all, nor can they save me. In other words, he's trying to make them think and ponder. Why should you not? Because nobody else can save you. Is there anybody who can save you? These kind of questioning style is very good way of doing da'wah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability and hikmah to do this way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability and desire that we feel the pain for others and we want them to come. Indeed, I would then be in manifest error, meaning if I don't follow this message, if I refuse this message, then I'm going to be in really deep regrets. Indeed, I have believed in your Lord, so listen to me. Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un, meaning, look here, he's not saying I have believed in my Lord. He didn't say that. He said, I have believed in your Lord, so listen to me. It was said, this is why it was said to him, enter paradise. When people have desire to bring others to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from them. This person, when he was giving dawah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was killed and he became martyr because people did not like him and they killed him. Even though he knew that these people are not going to listen, but he still kept on saying, even though he knew that his life must be in danger because they refused to listen to 3 messengers, or this person was not even messenger. And he said it enough guts. He was just a normal person. He was just a believer. And he spoke up. And he knew that something is not going to go in his favor, then his life is going to be in danger. So he became martyr. When he died, what did he hear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was said to him, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Make your ears hear this sentence right now. Try to imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and I, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. Then he said, I wish my people could know. Meaning, he's gone from this world and he cannot come back, and yet he's still wishing after hearing that he's in Jannah that, oh, I wish my people knew. This desire, when do you think is going to come? If we don't do anything in this dunya, and when we go away from this world, do you think we can say this in sitting in Jannah, I wish I could have told this and I wish I've invited other people? You know what? Time is now. Let's do that. In the last 10 nights of Ramadan are coming. Make dua. Cry your heart out. And really make dua for your family, your sons, your daughters, your sisters, your siblings, anybody whom you love. That, oh Allah, guide them to the Quran too. The way the Quran can affect the heart, nothing can. So inshallah, let's make dua for everybody. And then he says, of how my Lord has forgiven me and placed me among the honored, meaning he has this desire that he wanted his people to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me in such a great honor, and he cannot tell that because he is already there, but he is wishing for it. This wish is what something that we, you and I, need to have. And we did not send down upon his people after him any soldiers from the heaven, nor would we have done so. Meaning it's not possible, but his wish was there. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. It was not but one shout and immediately they were extinguished. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the information was given to them. If they didn't took it, it was their problem. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Notice here how regretful for the servants. Who is saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that. That look at the people. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave everything to them, tried every way possible by sending 1, 2, 3 messengers and this believer who was trying to convince them, but they didn't. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَازِئُونَ. There did not come to them any messenger except that they used to ridicule him. And have they not considered how many generations we destroyed before them, then they that day to them will not return? إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. This is the question. And this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question, it is also an invitation to think. Think again. So, and indeed, all of them will yet be brought present before us. This ayah is also about giving an invitation, thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you and everybody else, whoever listens to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now or they don't, they all will be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what did we learn in this paragraph? Sometimes people who have done deen right in front of their eyes, they don't get it. It's a sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you information, and if they don't get it, they are responsible for themselves. And when iman enters the heart, it doesn't stay in. It wants to come out. Just like for this believer, he had true iman in his heart. This is why he was not sitting pretty. He was not saying, hey, I do my salah. I am doing Ramadan. I am all saved. No. When iman truly enters the heart, it is a sign of iman that you have this urge to do something about them. And if guidance comes in, this urge to invite others comes in as well. And this is how you and I can test ourselves, how good of our iman do we have. Allah make us like this believer. Ameen. And you know why he was so successful? Because of the ikhlas, the purity, the pain that he felt, the desire he had to save others. And well, how can we do this dawah? Use hikmah and proves when you talk about inviting people to Islam. And when you invite Muslims to Quran, inviting non-Muslims to Islam is similar to inviting Muslims to Quran. Muslims have Islam, alhamdulillah, but now they need to come to Quran. Non-Muslims do not have Islam. They need to come to Islam first. Allah give Jannah to those who die during Dawah. Meaning this person was what? Martyr. Why? Because he was giving the dawah and he was killed in this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you and I, when we are in a process of giving dawah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your ruh, your soul will travel to Jannah. They travel to go up, inshallah. And now, from ayah number 33 to 50 in the next slide, we learn about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to think and ponder. Ponder about the nature. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do so, we're going to try to do that right now. Ayah number 33, in that ayah, what we learn here is that, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. And a sign for them is the dead earth. We have brought it into the life and brought forth from it grain, and from it they eat. Just this ayah is making us think so much. You know why? Because imagine a tiny seed grows into a crop, into the whole field. How does it happen? Who does it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think, if you touch the dirt, it appears to be dead. Right? And from the dead earth, a living plant comes in. This is how from the dead heart, iman comes in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and I to be like this soil. The soil that keeps on growing more and more and more. Keep on giving fruit. The same soil, a farmer harvests a crop one season and then he is ready to put in new seeds. And then the new crops come in. And then that crop is taken, cut and distributed and eaten by people, and the same soil is used for the next crop. What do we learn? Be like a person, be like a soil who keeps on giving. And you know what? When a person does good deeds, the people who do the foundational work, they are the one, their effort stays there. So be like a soil, because soil stays there. People come and go, crops come and go, seeds grow and people eat and new seeds come in, but the soil is always there benefiting. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make you and I like that soil who keep on benefiting the world. Insha'Allah. And then what else we learned? وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ. And we placed there in gardens of palm trees and grapevines and caused to burst forth there from some spring. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned big palm trees? Because at the time when the Quran was revealed, only palm trees were in front of their eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the trees that you see, think about it, how strong, huge, big. Have you ever get a chance to actually pick up some woods? Maybe when you're building your husband was constructing something in the house, maybe you're building a cabinet or something in the garage. When you pick up the wood is very heavy. Do you know how heavy these trees are? And how come they're standing still? How come there are no pegs that keep things straight? Because when we put some kind of a rod or something or pole or something in the ground, what do we have to do? We have to secure it with the strings, right? So it doesn't really fall over. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these tall trees, so tall, so heavy, yet no support, and yet they are overbearing fruits and leaves and branches all over. Isn't that something that we're thinking? All these thinking process, did you ever wonder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created so many different shapes and kinds of leaves? Even though they're all green, but they're all different. Why so much variety? This is how you get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you contemplate. And then, what about the grapes? You know what the grapes are? They're like a tears. So soft, when you touch them and just prick them with your nail, a tear comes out. Such juicy, sweet juice, which is nutritious, which tastes good too. And such a soft, tiny skin of the grapes keep all that juices inside. Grape skin is very soft, isn't it? It's not like coconut. Coconut is very hard, and yet such a hard coconut, what comes from inside? Coconut is dry, brown, dark, ugly, not very pretty, right? But when you break the coconut down, what comes in? A liquid that is so nutritious, yet sweet, yet cold, and yet tasty. And what else comes from inside the coconut? The white, beautiful, soft, chewable, beautiful fruit. What is it? Where does it come from? Where this white color was injected? All these ayahs are signs that we need to contemplate and get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also spring water comes from where? Have you ever wondered where the starting point of the spring is? It's just stones. You don't see anything. You don't know the source where it's beginning. This is Allah who is doing all these things, that they may eat of his fruits and their hands have not produced it. So will they not be grateful? When you take some time out and plant some seeds with your family and talk about it, all you are doing is just putting the seed inside the soil. Who's doing all the growing? How come the seed was brown and the flowers that are coming from it are there purple and pink and yellow and beautiful combination and ombre and shaded? How come? Where are they coming from? Where is the color injected in? And exalted is he who created all pairs. Now, isn't this ayah very important? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about khalaq al azwaj. Azwaj means pair. Now, azwaj comes for spouses too, right? And azwaj also means your any other pair that comes in. Now, the science have proved that all these living animals have azwaj, meaning mates, and all these plants have azwaj, and all these fruits have azwaj too. They all have pair. Nothing is in it by itself. You know what's the only thing? It's by itself and there is no pair. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the world, everything, every good has bad in it. Every night has day in it. Every dark has light in it. Every cold has hot in it. Every soft is harsh with it, hard with it. Every heart has something else in it. Everything, you keep on thinking. If you have kids, go do this activity with them. Let them think about opposite of each word and they will be coming up. It's going to be fun activity. And then you can share this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything as a pair. And the only thing that does not have pair is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And you know what? The life is one thing, right? So where's the prayer of the life? Death. That's what it is. And the life of this world, where's the prayer of this life? Akhirah. That's the prayer of it. So we have to. We are here, one part of the life. Once we meet our death, the life will complete. And this dunya is one part of the prayer. The akhirah is the another part of the prayer. And how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this. And what else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah? From what the earth grows and from themselves and from that which they do not know. Meaning, science have just recently proved that the pollination and cross-pollination takes place. And this is how plants grow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote this information so many years ago. And a sign for them is the night we remove from in the light of the day so that are left in darknesses. Have you ever wondered how the darknesses feel? Why, when it's so dark, people don't even realize that how the day will ever break. And this is how our life is. When we go through some dark time of a period of our life, and we are going through some kind of a suffering, we think the day is never going to pop up. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches through this nature, every single day, the day pops up. Every single day, the light comes in. And this is what so many other lessons we can learn from all this as well. And a sign from them is a night we remove. Who removes the night? What if the night stays forever? And from in the light of the day, so they are left in darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us think and ponder. Don't you want to be a thinker now? Don't you want to learn how to think this way? And the sun runs on course towards its stopping point. That is the determination of the exalted in might and the knowing. The sun goes, completes its orbit. Sun is constantly moving. What do we learn from that? Sun is not just constantly moving within itself, but in its orbit, but in axis too, meaning double moving. This is how the moon is doing too. This is how the earth is moving too. Dual movement. What do we learn from this? We as human cannot sit still. We have to keep on moving because the minute you sit down, your body starts deteriorating. This is why they say keep on working even after the retirement. Why? Because the minute you retire, people think now it's time to take life easy and their body starts deteriorating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed our body such that we keep on moving, just like the sun and moon are moving. And the moon, we have determined for its phases until it returns, appearing like the old date star. What do we learn from this? Why the shape of the moon changes from the first of the month until the 14th of the month, moon actually waxing and waning moon. Why is that? You know, this is how the lifestyle is too. When a baby is born, it's weak, tiny, helpless, and then there are not enough things that the baby can do. As the baby grows older, it reaches its maturity, and so is the moon, and the 14th of the moon. Have you ever seen this moon of the 14th night? How beautiful, shiny that moon is, how strong it appears to be. It seems like it's never going to go away, but guess what happens? Right after 15, moon starts shrinking again, back to its original, and this is how the old age is too. You and I are every day reaching towards our old age. You and I, whether we like it or not, we will lose the strength that we have. It's possible when some of us reach Arzal al-Umr, then we may not be able to walk or talk or eat properly or be like a kid crying and need company, cannot survive on their own. So all this is a lesson from the nature. And it is not allowable that it's possible for the sun to reach the moon, nor does the night overtake the day, but each in its orbit, it's swimming. Meaning everybody's working together on their own axis. Nobody's trying to beat each other. Unlike human, they try to take over. Just work together. If they're doing good, you are doing good too. Don't be jealous. Let them do their job. You do your job. Why do you have to follow and feel jealous if they have something you don't? Allah SWT has bestowed different things to different people. Everybody is given different abilities and skills and family structure. So if they have it, if you don't, that's fine. Moon has no light of his own. Moon borrows light from sun. Sun has a light of his own. The moon is not complaining. How come Allah SWT didn't give me light? So there are so many lessons we can learn. We can spend hours just learning about these signs. And a sign for them is that when we carried their forefathers in a laden ship, which ship Allah SWT is talking about? The ship of the Nuh, the Ark of the Nuh. Ark of the Nuh was made of what? Some not very technologically advanced ark. It was made with some simple wood and some simple nails. And when some simple wood and nails ark can carry out its journey through the extreme flood, right? It survived. Do you know why? And how come the Titanic, it was so good technology-wise, it was so strong and huge hunk of metal, it drowned. What is the difference here? Do you know? The difference here is that the ark made by Nuh was made with sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Titanic was made by human, made for their arrogance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when arrogance comes in, even Titanic sinks. And when sincerity is there, even the ark of Nuh, made from simple structure, no special things, can survive the storms. You and I can learn nature and you can learn the sincerity. The more sincerity you and I have, the more it will be, the help of Allah will come and the hearts will open up and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the deeds and we will become the contemplator. And if we could drown them, then no one responding to a cry would there be for them, nor would they be saved, except as a mercy from us and provision for a time. But when it is said to them, be aware of what is before you and what is behind you, perhaps you will receive mercy, and no sign comes to them from the signs of their Lord, except that they are from it turning away. Isn't that so? People don't think this is why they turn away from the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it is said to them, spend from that which Allah has provided for you, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, should we feed on whom, if Allah had will, he would have fed? You are not but in clear error. Today also some people say, why should I give my money? They should be able to earn themselves. And this is the conservative thinking style people have, that, hey, I went to school, I work hard, it is my money, I want to keep it myself. Allah SWT is saying, nothing is yours. It was Allah SWT who made it possible for you to earn this money. It was Allah SWT who made it possible for you to go through this college. And now the money that Allah SWT has given you, it is not yours. But people who are blind and they don't think, they become like that. And this is their sentences. And they say, when is this promise, if you should be truthful? Meaning, when people don't think, that's what they come up with this question. When people ignore why the purpose of life and what is the purpose of life and why are they here, that's when these things happen. And they say, when is this promise, if you should be truthful? They do not await except one blast, which will seize them while they are disputing. Meaning, people will not even realize it, and the day of judgment will come, and they will still be fighting and ignoring. And they will not be able to give any instruction, nor to their people can they return. Meaning, they will not be able to tell the angel of death, oh, come on, hold on, I didn't write my will yet. Or let me just complete my salah which I have missed. Or let me just make up my fast that I didn't do this month of Ramadan. No time will be given. So what are some of the lessons we learn? Try to read them, inshallah, because we have already covered pretty much of them. So why don't you read them in the next slide? There are some more. Read them too. And I will share this hadith with you. Bukhari 6506. The hour, the Qiyamah will certainly come, while two men will be spreading out a garment between them, but they will not be able to complete their transaction or fold up the garment. This is how quick the Qiyamah will come. The hour will come when a man will be carrying the milk of his camel, but he will not be able to drink it. The hour will come while someone is mending his basin trough and will not be able to bring his animal to drink and drink from it. And the hour will come when a man will raise a morsel of food to his mouth, but he will not be able to eat it. What do we learn from this hadith? The Qiyamah will come very suddenly. We need to prepare for it now. We cannot say on the day when the Qiyamah comes, when the major signs happens, that's when I'll worry about it. In the next ayah number 51 to 67, we learn when people will walk. I want you to read this section. Be with me and travel your eyes and minds with this traveling towards the Day of Judgment, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained these ayahs so beautifully. Ayah number 51. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And the horn will be blown, and at once from the graves to their Lord, they will hasten. Imagine, everything will be dropped. People will be running, hasten towards one direction. Try to imagine, how fast will you be running? And they will say, "Oh, woe to us! Who has raised us up from our sleeping place?" Because they will be getting up from their graves, and in their graves they must be lying down. And now somebody woke them up. Because of this blast, they will wake up. The reply will be, "This is what the Most Merciful had promised, and the messengers told the truth. I will not be but one blast, and it will not be but one blast, and once they are all brought present before us," meaning, imagine you and I standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the hearts will be. So today, that is the Day of Judgment, no soul will be wronged at all. And you will not be recompensed except for what you used to do. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will get exactly what you deserve today. In this dunya, we do the same thing too. When you work for some people, they will pay you exactly what you deserve. And you know what? When you talk to your child, you said, since you didn't clean your room, I'm not going to give you this privilege. Why? Because you think they will get exactly what they deserve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same thing. Indeed, the companions of the paradise that day will be amused in joyful occupation. Shawlin fakihun. You know, when a leisure time activity, when people are sitting and they have nothing to do, they're just playing around. This is what shawl means. They're having shawl with the foods that they're served to them. Try to imagine this beautiful scene. And they and their spouses in shade, reclining on adorned couches, for them there is fruit, and for them is whatever they request, meaning life of your choice, dishes of your choice. You don't have to compromise on your taste there. Today, when you don't like something, if that's on the table, you have to eat it. Over there, you can say, oh, I can have a personalized delivery service. All this Uber and DoorDash, you have to pay for. It will be free for that. You just wish, you just think, and it will be provided to you. No work needed, no calling needed, no placing your order needed, and no money needed, no information needed. You just think and it will happen. Today in this dunya, we live in this touchstone system. Even for that, you have to touch the thing. Only then things work, right? So it's just remote control and everything. Over there, you don't even have to lift a finger. No touching is involved. And this is beautiful. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. And peace, a word from a merciful Lord. Highlight this ayah. This, who is saying this salam? Not the angels. A word from a merciful Lord. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying, salam, peace. Can we have our ears imagine to listen to these words now? Because if we do, then this will give us longing to look for Akhirah and make Akhirah our priority of life and see this dunya as small backview mirror and Akhirah as a big windshield right in front of us. Because this is what we're seeing. When we're driving car, don't look back, because that's dunya. Whatever is going, it's going, it's passing by quickly. Look at the windshield, because we are heading towards something, something really huge. And if we do the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say this, Salamun, qawlam mir rabbir rahim. And let's listen to the recitation of these few ayahs. It's really beautiful. That's from ayah number 55 to 58. Let's listen to the recitation of these ayahs.
إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قول من رب رحيم.
الحمد لله. Imagine your spouses are sitting right in front of each other, reclining. Doesn't it seem like a really luxurious scenes come into your mind when sofas, the couches are very comfortable and you are sitting enjoying the company and you have fruits in your hand and no worries. The day will not end. You will not get tired. You will not feel fatigue and you're not feeling tired of and bored, and you are sitting enjoying with the beautiful cushions in behind your back, araika muttaki'un, reclining on adorned couches, couches of your choice, the color scheme of your choice, the luxury item which you may not be able to afford in this dunya, it will be given to you and I. Then another side of this, the flip side of the story, and what that is, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Then he will say, but stand apart today, you criminals. May Allah save us from this call. Did I not enjoin upon you, O children of Adam, that you not worship Shaitan? For indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. Notice here, Allah SWT is saying, Ta'budu Shaitan. Meaning, when you obey Shaitan, it is like worshipping Shaitan. May Allah truly make us understand the severity of this ayah. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. For indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. And that you worship only me, this is the straight path, and he had already led straight from among you much of the creation, so did you not use reason? This is the hellfire which you were promised, enter to burn therein today, for what you used to deny, that day we will seal over their mouths. We will seal over their mouths. Notice here, Al-Yawma Nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. That day we will seal over their mouths and their hands will speak to us and their feet will testify about what they used to earn. This mouth that we are always constantly using in this dunya, it is so hard for us to stay quiet sometimes. Even this during salah, as soon as the salah finished, you have something to say. Have you ever wondered, you know, during Taravi time, as soon as the imam says salamu alaikum and people start talking to the person right next to them? Because during the salah time, they're quiet and they don't like it. So they start talking right away. Allah SWT is saying, you didn't even think twice when you're using your mouth and tongue and talking constantly, talking good or bad and evil and all kinds of stuff, not paying attention. And Allah SWT will take away this ability to speak. Try to imagine if Allah SWT can take away this ability to speak in this dunya. This happened for who? Do you know? Zakariya alayhi salam. For 3 days, Allah SWT says you won't be able to talk and you had to use the sign language to communicate. It happened in this dunya. It can happen to us too. But over there, Allah SWT says that instead of tongue, what will talk? Your body parts. How will they talk? If Allah SWT can make your tongue talk, it can make your body parts talk too. So what do we learn here? That day, they will speak either in favor of us or against us. Choice is ours. How are we going to use them? This is how they're going to talk to us. So let's make the Allah make it possible that they talk in favor of us, not against us. Look at your hand right now. I'll give you 3 second pause. Look at your fingers. Look at your nails. Are they going to talk in favor of you or are they going to talk against you? Because it's important that we try to imagine this imagery right now. And that day we will seal, and then and if he will, we could have obliterated their eyes and they would race to find the path, and how could they see? And if we will, we could have deformed them, meaning paralyzed them. in their places, so they would not be able to proceed, nor could they return in this night. Allah SWT is showing us the power of Him. Allah SWT can make anything and everything happen. Imagine when we will come out of our graves, what's going to happen to us? Imagine the beautiful imagery of Jannah we just learned. Allah will be the host there. Can you imagine? He's going to be our host, and hands and feet will speak in favor or against, and there will be no light that day, and Allah will seal the ability to talk. Fast in this dunya, so be happy in the next. You know why? Because if we can stay away from all the shahwat of this dunya, and then Allah SWT will give the permanent happiness in the hereafter. So this is why be a collector of good deeds now. Ayah number 68 to 83, blessings we enjoy will not stay. So don't think that everything is going to be safe forever. And He to whom we grant long life, we reverse in creation. So will they not understand? Meaning old age comes and people lose their ability and strength. And we did not give him, and that is Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, knowledge of poetry, nor is it befitting for him. It is not but a message and a clear Quran to warn whoever is alive and justify the word that is decree against the disbelievers. Do they not see that we have created for them from what our hands have made grazing livestock, and then they are their owners, and we have tamed them for them, so some of them they ride and some of them they eat, and for them therein are other benefits and rings, so will they not be grateful? And but they have taken besides Allah false deities that perhaps they would be helped. They are not able to help. They are not able to help them, and they themselves are for them soldiers in attendance. So let not their speech grieve you. Indeed, we know what they conceal and what they declare. Does man not consider that we created him from a mere sperm drop? Then at once he is a clear adversary. Ask this question to ourselves. Do we really remember who are we? And he presents for us an example and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to bones while they are disintegrated? Why can't people look at themselves? Where were they? And how come they will not? They have this mindset that they will not be regenerated. They will be, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it is always harder to create something one time, first time. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even that is not hard. For us, you know, when we create something the very first time, when you learn, remember the day when you cooked the very first day. It was hard because you didn't know what to put and how much salt to put and how much pepper to put. But now you probably know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it is always easier to repeat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created you and I the first time, don't you think that He can create us again? And say, He will give them life who produced them the first time, and He is of all creation knowing. It is He who made for you from the green tree fire, and then from it you ignite. Is it not He who created the heavens and the earth, able to create the likes of them? Yes, it is so, and He is knowing creator. His command is only when He intends a thing, that is, He says to it, be, and it is. Kun fayakun. What a beautiful note the surah is ending. Everything is possible in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kun fayakun. So what should you and I do? The last ayah. فَسُبْحَانَ بِيَدِهِ الْمَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So exalted is He, in whose hand is the realm of this all things, and to Him you will be returned. The whole surah Yasin was about what? Was about the contemplation, was about thinking, was about the dawah, and people only recite Yasin when somebody is dying. That's the only time. Don't you think this Yasin, Surah Yasin, to be understood while we are alive, so we can truly benefit from it, so what we can really train ourselves to think? And you know what? Some people in some cultures have this thing, recite Yasin 7 times, the word Mubin comes, and then repeat again, and they do it the 7 times. I don't know exactly how they do it, but they have something in some cultures, they do it, that recite Yasin every time, it's just 7 Mubin, and you repeat it. Where does it say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where do we learn all this thing? we have really made fun of this Quran by not really following it. Instead, we open this Quran when somebody is dying and close to death. And we only open this Quran when we need it for our own reasons, reciting Yasin certain times. Where does it say all that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say anywhere. And the message here is for living people or dead? What did you get? Isn't it for the living people to get to know what the Akhirah will be, the Jannah will be, and the description of Jahannam will be? Let's listen to the recitation of the next surah. And then while you're listening to the next surah, try to contemplate, inshallah. Because now on, we want to be a thinker, right? Let's listen. Next surah is very beautiful. Next surah is Surah Saffat. In this surah, we learn Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Was-saffati saffa, was-zajirati zajra, fat-taliyati dhikra. By those angels lined up in rows, and those who drive the clouds, and those who recite the message. The Saffat. Look at the name. Saffat means what? Rows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the angels, the rows of the angels who will lined up. What do we learn here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world very organized. And today, we also Muslims are supposed to be very organized because we are made to practice 5 times a day to do what? To do salah in a row, perfect rows. And we see Muslims sometimes not even able to do that. Sometimes they like to keep distance. Somebody's feet a little bit ahead, somebody's feet a little bit back. They're not even focusing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, angels, stand up in a beautiful rows. So should you. Show yourself in an organized way. And, you know, disorganization has become a part of the culture of the Muslim society. And when it comes to put the shoes, they are all over the place. They are not lined up nicely. When we have lines to wait in something to get something, the lines are broken. People are trying to jump in front of each other as if they want to get there first and it is better for them. People try to cut lines. What we learn here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that be in perfect rows, because this is what Islam is, organized. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by them. And indeed, your God is one. Inna ilahakum wa la wahid. Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that between them, the Lord of the sunrise. Indeed, we have adorned the nearest heavens with an adornment of stars. What do we learn here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world very beautiful, very, very organized, very nicely done. What do we learn? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a tour to a sky because we're traveling through the sky. Imagine this angel is standing in a row. The sky is so beautiful and they are reciting the message, and those who drive the cloud, and they are actually working like an army who are taking the clouds from here to there. It's like an imagery Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to travel with. You know, when you are in an airplane or something, and when you go up, you still not able to see anything, even though you see some clouds below you, and that gives you such a serene feeling, such a clear, beautiful sky, such beauty is up there. But imagine up in the heavens. Do you know each heaven is so far away from another heaven? There are 7 heavens, right? Each heaven, the distance of one heaven to another heaven is just like the distance from earth to this first heaven. And each heaven is made up of different material. One heaven is gold. One heaven is silver. One is something else. You learn so many descriptions of heavens like that. And Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that between them, the Lord of the sun rises, and from where the sun comes. Try to imagine how beautiful that scene is. Have you ever traveled the time of the sunrise in an airplane? It is so beautiful. It's a clear sky, and you see that small tiny thread like structure comes up, and then slowly but surely the sun comes up. Make a trip to sunset and to some places where the oceans are. Try to imagine this and see the sunset and sunrise. Indeed, we have adorned the nearest heavens with the adornment of the sky, stars, and as protection against every rebellious devil, so they may not listen to the exalted assembly of angels and are pelted from every side. Meaning, Shayateen try to go and try to catch snippets of here and there when the decisions are being transferred, because angels are carrying out the decisions that are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Shayateen try to catch snippets of those information, and they try to bring it in this dunya, and you say, wow, this person knows the future. Repelled, and for them is a constant punishment, except one who snatches some words by theft, but they are pursued by a burning flame piercing in brightness. These shooting stars, Allah SWT is talking about. Then inquire of them, O Prophet, are they a stronger or more difficult creation, or those others we have created? Indeed, we created them in men, that is men, from sticky clay. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after traveling us through the sky, making us remind, what are you made of? You are made of from sticky clay. But you wonder while they mock, and when they are reminded, they remember not. And when they see a sign, they ridicule and say, this is not but obvious magic. When we have died and become dust and bones, we are indeed to be resurrected, and our forefathers as well. Say yes, and you will be rendered contemptible. It will be only one shout, and it at once they will be observing. They will say, oh, woe to us, this is the day of recompense. They will be told, this is the day of judgment which you used to deny. The angels will be ordered, gather those who committed wrong, their kind, and what they used to worship. Notice here, Allah wants truly. We want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing our mind. What are you going to expect? What is going to happen? And so that we can prepare ourselves in this dunya. So, what did we learn in this section? Right after death, the soul will travel up in the sky. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a soul, a good soul, that it travels up in the sky. And angels are worshipping Allah in an organized way. The unseen heaven is beautiful. Don't make fun of deen. Hudhayfa radiya ta'ala anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we have been made to excel other people in three things. Our rows have been made like the rows of the angels, like we do it in Salah, right? And the whole earth has been made a mosque for us, meaning we can pray anywhere. We don't have to pray inside the masjid only. And its dust has been made a purifier for us in case water is not available. This is in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 522. In the next paragraph, ayah number 22 to 74, we learn, don't follow blindly. The angels will be ordered, gather those who committed wrong their kinds and what they used to worship other than Allah, and guide them to the path of the hellfire and stop them. Indeed, they are to be questioned. And they will be asked, what is wrong with you? Why do you not help each other? But they, that day, are in surrender, and they will approach one another asking, that is blaming each other. They will say, indeed, you used to come at us from the right. They, that is the oppressors, will say, rather, you yourself were non-believers, and we had over you no authority, but you are a transgressing people. See this blame game? People will blame each other for their faults. And we had over you no authority, but you were transgressing people. So the word, that is decree of our Lord, has come into effect upon us. Indeed, we will taste the penalty, and we led you to deviation. Indeed, we were deviators. So indeed, that day will be sharing in the punishment. Indeed, this is how we deal with the criminals. Meaning, you can blame all you want, but you are responsible for yourself. Indeed, they, when it is said to them, there is no deity but Allah, were arrogant. See, it is the arrogance that keep people away from accepting. And we're saying, are we to leave our gods for a mad poet? Rather, he, the Prophet ﷺ, has come with the truth and confirmed the previous messengers. Indeed, you disbelievers will be tasters of the punishment, painful punishment, and you will not be recompensed except for what you used to do, but not the chosen servants of Allah. Those will have a provision determined, fruits, and they will be honored. Do we want to be honored? Then we have to plan for it. It's in gardens of pleasure, on thrones facing one another, they will be circulating among them a cup of a wine from a flowing spring. Can you imagine? Cup of a wine from a flowing spring. And in gardens of pleasure, on thrones facing one another, meaning good company, good friends, good food, good comfort. Imagine, they will be circulating among them a cup of a wine from a flowing spring, white and delicious to the drinkers. Lisharibin, meaning it's not going to have any bad taste or aftertaste or smell, and it's not going to have you make you lose your mind. It is not that alcoholic drink that we consider drink. It is a drink of Jannah. There is no comparison of that drink to the drink of any Jannah. No bad effect in it, nor from it will be they be intoxicated. And with them will be women limiting their glances with large beautiful eyes. Notice here, Allah SWT is saying their eyes will be lower. If we can lower our gazes in this dunya, Allah SWT will accept it, inshallah. And if they will delicate eggs, well protected. It's just the beauty description Allah SWT is describing. And they will approach one another, inquiring of each other, meaning they will be caring about each other. And the speaker among them will say, indeed, I had a companion on earth. Who would say, are you indeed of those who believe? Then that when we had died and become dust and bones, we will indeed be recompensed. He will say, would you care to look? And he will look and see him in the midst of the hellfire, meaning one of the companions of the Jannah will be worrying about one of his friends, and he will be asked, and he will be shown Jannah. From the Jannah, he will look into the hellfire, and he'll find him there. Can you imagine? Those of us who are with us, what if they don't make it? What if we don't make it with them? So we have to worry about it. And he will see them. He will see this person in the midst of the hellfire. He will say, by Allah, you almost ruined me. Meaning, if I had listened to you, you would almost ruin me to put me in the hellfire with you. I am glad that I didn't. To hear, we can take a moment and think about it. Do we have any people who can ruin our life and take us into the other direction? If not for the favor of my Lord, I would have been of those brought into hell. Then are we not to die except our first death, and we will not be punished? Indeed, this is the great attainment. For the like of this let the workers on earth work. Is that is paradise a better accommodation or a tree of zakum? Tree of Zakum. What is this? Tree of Zakum is a tree that people of the hellfire will eat. And indeed, we have made it a torment for the wrongdoers. Indeed, it is a tree issuing from the bottom of the hellfire. Imagine. And its emerging fruit are as if it was heads of the devils. Can you imagine how scary this must be? And indeed, they will eat from it and fill with it in their bellies. Even though how ugly and tasteless this must be, and they will still have to eat it, because out of hunger pangs, they will have to eat it. And then, indeed, they will have after in a mixture of scalding water. Can you imagine? Can you even touch the boiling water? Today, when you make tea for yourself, when you go home in iftar time, try to see the boiling water. Can you even go near it? And you know, just the steam sometimes burn your hands. Imagine the actual drinking of the water. Then indeed, their return will be to the hellfire. Indeed, they found their father stray, so they hasten to follow in their footsteps. This is what people do. They follow blindly whatever is in front of them, not even thinking and questioning anything. And They had already stayed before them, most of the former people, and we had already sent among them warners. Then look, how was the end of those who were warned, but not the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do we learn in this section? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam portrayed for us the ugly and terrifying nature of Az-Zakum. If one drop from the Az-Zakum were to land on this world, the people of the earth and all their means of sustenance would be destroyed. Can you imagine? This is just one drop of it. So, how much it be for the one who must eat it? It was reported by At-Tirmidhi, who said it is a sahih hadith. Can you imagine? If the one drop is so harsh, how it's going to be able to drink it from there? May Allah save us all. Say, Allahumma la taj'alna minhum. Ayah number 75 to 113. Who are mukhlas? Mukhlas are people who are already mukhlas. The difference in between is, let's see the section and then we'll explain it inshallah. In this section, we learn about three mukhlas people who are chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those. Number one, and Nuh had certainly called us, and we are at the best responder, and we saved him, his family, from the great affliction, and we made the descendants those remaining on the earth, and left for him favorable mention. Notice here, fil akhirin. This is why we're learning about him, because this is the favorable mention Allah SWT is talking about. And among the latter generation, let's make dua, Allah SWT make it possible that we have a favorable mention while we are gone, our latter generation mention, our such and so grandmother and the great grandmother was such and such person. Do something good. Do something that is something sadaqa jariya for us, because we will be gone, but our efforts will stay, our good deeds will stay. Peace upon Nuh among the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending peace upon Nuh alayhi salam. Indeed, inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Why? Because indeed, we thus reward the doers of the good. O Allah, make us among the muhsinin. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. And indeed, he was of our believing servants. Summa awraqna al-akhirin. Then we drowned the others, that is disbelievers. And wa inna min shi'atihi ila Ibrahim. And indeed, among his kinds was Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about all these prophets such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy to discuss the qualities of these prophets. May Allah really truly give us some of these qualities inshallah. And indeed, among his kind was Ibrahim, when he came to his Lord with a sound heart, بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. O Allah, give us sound heart, not the broken heart. We take all of our heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the heart that is filled with grudges. And when he said to his father and his people, what do you worship? It is falsehood, as gods other than Allah you desire? And then what is your thought about the Lord of the worlds? And he cast a look at the stars and said, indeed, I am about to be ill. So they turned away from him, departing. Then he turned to their gods and said, do you not eat? What is wrong with you that you do not speak? And he turned upon them a blow with his right hand. Then they, that is the people, came towards him, hastening. He said, do not worship that which you yourself carve. Look at the style of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is making them think. He is making them question. And this is what we can learn. Instead of pushing your ideas on them, let them think. Let them own. Let them be a thinker so they make the right conscious decision for their selves. While Allah created you and that which you do, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and you have nothing in your hand, and they said, construct for him a structure that is furnace and throw him into the burning fire. What was the attitude of people towards Ibrahim alayhi salam? He was just calling them towards the goodness and they're trying to burn him. This is what the dunya is. So don't worry about dunya. Dunya can take you wherever the dunya wants, but you have to stay firm and you have to stay sincere, because this is what mukhlas people are. And they intended for him a plan that is harm, but we made them the most debased. And then he said, indeed, I will go to where I am ordered by my Lord. He will guide me. Highlight this ayah number 99. What does he, is he saying? Inni dhahibun ila rabbi sayahdeen. Indeed, I will go to where I am ordered. Meaning, the dunya goes in one direction, you go the other way. When people try to go with the flow, the current of the society, they go astray because society may be doing something that is not right. That does not make that they mean that they are the one who is successful one. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't do so. You know, he was the only Muslim of his time. And when he was actually remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the whole society was so against, and you know, they were very advanced society too. This number that we have, 1, 2, 3, 4, these numbers were invented by these people, the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's not like they were dumb people. They were very advanced and smart people, and they still were not able to go know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we learn here? Be a mukhlas. You know why? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on your side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. So can we say this? Rabbi sayahdeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, and near indeed, He will guide us soon. When you find yourself lost, say it, He will guide me. Rabbi sayahdeen. And my Lord, grant me a child from among the righteous. This is the dua of pious offspring. What is the dua? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Grant me a child from among the righteous. For those of you who want the children, make this dua, inshallah. So we gave him good tidings of a forbearing boy. And when he reached with him the age of exertion, he said, O my son, indeed I have seen in a dream that I must sacrifice you. So see what you think. He said, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me if Allah wills of the steadfast. When he made the dua of the Salihin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such a solid son that upon seeing the dream of a father, he said, yes, go ahead, do that. Today, we really need to make dua for the Salih children, Salih offspring, because people nowadays, as you can see, the children are not listening to their parents. They're yelling on top of their lungs in front of their parents. Why is that? We need to really come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us raise the ummah that is like the Ismail alayhi salam, really giving. And even on a dream, on such a harsh dream, he said, yes sir, go ahead and do that. And when they had both submitted and he put him down upon his forehead, meaning he put his face down so he doesn't get really, his heart would not tremble. We called to him, O Ibrahim, you have fulfilled the vision. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you and I. Come, do, take the test. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested and he passed the test. And once we pass the test with patience and flying color, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us mukhlis. And we thus reward the doers of the good, al-muhsineen. May Allah make us from al-muhsineen. Indeed, this was the clear trial and we ransomed him with a great sacrifice. And we left for him favorable mention among latter generation. Aren't we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam right now? This is a favorable mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. Peace upon you. Salamun ala Ibrahim. How beautiful. Indeed, we thus reward the doers of the good. Indeed, he was of our believing servants, and we gave him good tidings of Ishaq, a prophet from among the righteous. Once he sacrificed one son in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah saved Ismail alayhi salam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with another son. This is what happens in this dunya. When we sacrifice something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our time, our money, our wealth, our skill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you more and blesses you even more than before. And we blessed him with Ishaq. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him another son. So what do we learn in this section? First, we need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are mukhlis. What is the difference between mukhlis and mukhlas? Mukhlas is a higher level of mukhlis. Mukhlis is in a process of being mukhlas, meaning a person who may be doing a lot of good things with ikhlas, they are mukhlis, right, with sincerity. But it doesn't have to be mukhlas. Mukhlas is one that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, already accepted. See the difference here? Mukhlas is the one whose deeds are already accepted because they were according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Mukhlis can be anyone who can do any deed with sincerity. For example, A priest is building a church. He's doing with ikhlas. He's working day and night. A rabbi who's teaching the book of Torah, maybe he is doing it with ikhlas, sincerity, but he's doing the wrong thing. So they can never reach the status of mukhlas. Mukhlas is the one who does things with sincerity in the right way, according to Sunnah, according to Quran, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses them and become mukhlas. And you know, shaitan, he's doing deeds with mukhlas too. He's sincere to his deeds. He is determined to make people straight. This is ikhlas. He has sincerity to himself. But this is not mukhlas. So when people do a lot of good stuff you see out there, people say, oh, they're doing such a good charity work. And even Muslims, such a good charity work they're doing. But if they're not doing it with sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they may be mukhlas to their own group, but they're not mukhlas to Allah. They may be mukhlas to their own school of thought, but they're not mukhlas to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that thought-provoking question we can ask to ourselves is that, what are we? Are we mukhlas to anything other than Allah? Because if that's the question, then we cannot be mukhlas. Think about it. Who you want to be mukhlas to? Who you want to be sincere to? To yourself, to your deeds, or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To your comfort, to your agenda, to your mindset, or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the next paragraph, ayah number 114 to 138, we learn sincere slaves are saved. Meaning, the more sincerity it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. And no matter how that situation, how tough the situation may be, Allah can pull you out from there. وَلَقَدْ مَنَّنَّ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ And we did certainly confer favor upon Musa and Harun. It seems like, you know, this Surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really happy to share all of his prophets and their qualities. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. When people do deeds with sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves saving them. And we saved them and their people from the great affliction, Karb al-Azim, which affliction is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about? The shirk. Shirk is a great affliction people are afflicted with in this dunya. And because of this shirk, they will be afflicted in the hereafter as well. And we supported them, so it was they who overcame. And we gave them the explicit scripture, that is Torah, and we guided them on the straight path, and we left for them favorable mention. Notice here, as Mother, let's keep on mentioning favorable mention. Fil akhareen, wala, make us among those who have a favorable mention once we leave. And we left for them favorable mention among latter generations. Peace upon Musa and Harun. Salamun ala Musa. Waharun, indeed, we thus reward the doers of the good. Ajizil muhsineen, indeed, they were of our believing servants. Innahuma min al-ba'din al-mu'mineen. Wa inna Ilyas ala min al-mursaleen. And indeed, Ilyas was from among the messengers. Ith qala li qawmihi ala tattaqoon. When he said to his people, why will you not fear Allah? Do you call upon Baal? And leave the best of the Creator, Allah, your Lord, and the Lord of your first forefathers, and they denied Him. So indeed, they will be brought for punishment, except the chosen servants of Allah, illa ibadallahi mukhlasin. Notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying only the mukhlas servants will be saved, except the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we left for him favorable mention. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ Among latter generations, peace upon Ilyas. Salamun ala Ilyasin. And indeed, we thus reward the doers of the good. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. Wa inna Luta la min al-mursaleen. And indeed, he was of our believing servants. And indeed, Lut was among the messengers. So mention when we saved him and his family all, except an old woman, that is his wife, among those who remained with the evildoers. Then we destroyed the others. And indeed, you pass by them in the morning and at night. Then you will not use reason. Notice here, this town where Lut alayhi salam was not very far from the Mushrikeen in Makkah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even if you don't see them, you don't learn from them, you see their ruins. So what we learn for ourselves, learn lesson from the history, learn lesson from the ruins. And when we go visit some places, we should have the intention to learn lessons from. So what did we learn in this section? Allah gives special protocol to prophets. Indeed, we thus reward the doers of the good. May Allah make us among the Muhsineen. Allah saves his slaves and learn lessons from history and strive to be mukhlas and go against the tide. Only then we can be mukhlas. Make dua, do something that will bring zikr khair after we leave. Meaning, a good mention after we leave this world. Ayah number 139. وَإِنَّ يُونُسُ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And indeed, Yunus was among the messengers mentioned when he ran away to the laden ship. And he drew lots and was among the losers. Then a fish swallowed him while he was blameworthy. And had he not been of those who exalted him, how did he exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you remember the dua? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And he had not been those who exalted Allah, he would have remained inside its belly until the day they are resurrected. Important. We need to really make dua for forgiveness. But we threw him onto the open shore while he was ill, and we caused to grow over him a gourd vine, and we sent him to his people of 100,000 or more. People sometimes use this dua and they recite it 100,000 times or more and thinking this is how they are supposed to recite. No, recite it once with the bottom of the heart. Recite it as many times. Don't put count on it. People have come up with this 100,000 number because he was sent to the people who are 100,000 or more. Does that mean they're supposed to recite this dua 100,000 or more? Imagine how much burden we are putting people when we tell them, recite this dua 100,000 times or more. And if you know the meaning of the dua, inni kuntu min azalimeen, they are saying, I am the one who did zulm upon me. So when your friends are reciting for you, they are saying for themselves, not for you. So this is not the right way to do. Gather people and make them go through the burden of reciting this dua so many times. The ayahs of the Quran are only 6,000 plus. And imagine 100,000 plus, meaning you are completing so many Qur'ans, reciting same ayah over and over. And they believe, so we gave them enjoyment of life for a time. So inquire of them, O Prophet, does your Lord have daughters while they have sons? And, or did we create the angels as females while they were witnesses? Unquestionably, it is out of their invented falsehood that they say, Allah has begotten, and indeed they are liars. Has he chosen daughters over sons? What is wrong with you? How do you make judgment? They will not be reminded. Then will you not be reminded, or do you have a clear authority? Then produce your scripture if you should be truthful, and they have made that is claim between him, the jinn, a lineage. But the jinn have already known that they who made such claims will be brought to punishment. Ayah number 158, na'uzubillah, 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 summa na'uzubillah. They actually said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relationship with the jinns, and in result of that, these angels are born. Na'uzubillah. Summan al-Zubillah, such a big claim upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond? Subhanallah amma yasifun. Can we say subhanallah right now? Can we say this ayah? Subhanallah amma yasifun. Exalted is Allah above what they describe. Except the chosen servants of Allah who do not share in that sin. So indeed, you disbelievers are whatever you worship. You cannot tempt anyone away from him except he who is to enter and burn in the fire. And the angels say, there is not among us any except that he has known position. And indeed, we are those who line up for prayers. Safoon, wa inna la nahnu safoon. Are we the one who line up for the prayer? Can we make sure that from now on, make the this month of Ramadan, that I want to send my family to masjid to pray in Jama'ah, in Safat, in rows? Why not? If we have intention, Allah will make it easy. If your husband goes, Alhamdulillah. If they don't go, at least take your sons and make a habit of them from the very young age. Take them, drive them to the masjid, inshaAllah. And indeed, we are those who exalt Allah. And indeed, they, that is disbelievers, used to say, if we had a message from those of a former people, we would have been the chosen servants of Allah. But they disbelieved in it, so they are going to know. And our word, that is decree, has already preceded for our servants, the messengers, that indeed they would be those given victory, and that indeed our soldiers, that is the believers, will be those who overcome. Say, O Prophet, leave them for a time, and see what will befall them, for they are going to see. Then our punishment, are they impatient? But when it descends in their territory, the evil in the morning of those who were warned, and leave them for a time, and say, for they are going to see. Exalted is your Lord, the Lord of the Might, above what they describe, and peace upon the messengers. And praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Don't you feel like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mad? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that all these people have given them so much and they're still not getting it. Let them live. Let them rejoice this life. And sooner they will find out. May Allah save us from this ending where people are lost in this dunya and not realizing it. What are they living for? And whatever they are doing, is it a good thing or not? May Allah save us from this huge loss. Narrated Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no slave of Allah should say that I am better than Yunus bin Timata. So the Prophet mentioned his father's name with his name. Because Yunus alayhi salam left his people before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to him. And next is Surah Sad. Such a beautiful surah. Alhamdulillah. Ayah number 1 to 14. We learn they seemed amazed by the ayahs. Sad. Wal Qur'an zikr. By the Qur'an, containing reminder. But those who disbelieve are in pride and dissension. How many generations have we destroyed before them? And they then called out, but it was not the time for escape. And they wonder that there has come to them a warner, that is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from among themselves. And the disbelievers say, this is a magician and a liar. And has he made the gods only one god? Indeed, this is a curious thing. And the eminent ones among them went forth, saying, continue and be patient over the defense of your god. Indeed, this is the thing intended. Notice here. Who are they doing? They are sincere to their gods. They are mukhlis to their god. This is why they are saying, continue and be patient over the defense of your gods. And we have not heard for this in the latest religion. This is not but a fabrication. Has the message been revealed to him or out of all of us? Rather, they are in doubt about my message. Rather, they have not yet tasted my punishment. Or do they have a depositories of the mercy of your Lord, the exalted in might, the bestower? Or in their dominion of the heavens and the earth, what is between them? Then let them ascend through any ways of access, meaning they let them try whatever they want. They are but soldiers who will be defeated there among the companions of the disbelievers. The people of the Nuh denied before them, and the tribe of the Ad and Pharaoh, the owner of stakes, and the tribe of Samud, and the people of Lut, and the companions of the Thicket, that is the people of Madian. Those are the companions. Each of them denied the messengers. So my penalty was justified. Allah's penalty is justified. It is up to us to think about it, what we want. And you know why people deny? When a person has ego, it stops him from accepting the truth. So what should we do? Remove any and all type of ego from ourselves. And you know what? This Quran, if we take this Quran as a reminder, it will help us take away the ego that we may have. Ayah number 15 to 26, an example of a patient and patience and determination. What is it? Ayah number 15. And these disbelievers await not but one blast of the horn. For it there will be no delay. And they say, our Lord, hasten for us our share of the punishment before the day of account. Be patient. Isbir. Alama yakuluna wazkur abdana dauda da andal ayn innahu awwab. In this paragraph, we're learning about the qualities of Dawud alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam was patient and he was determined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning him that he was innahu awwab. And he used to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we learn here? Oh Allah, give us these qualities of Dawud alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, indeed, we subjected the mountains to praise with him. He had such a beautiful voice when he would recite the Psalms. The people, the mountains would recite with him. Exalted Allah in the late afternoon and sunrise, and the birds were assembled, all with him repeating praises. Imagine that scene. I want to see this scene. Can we have dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once we enter the Jannah, I want to hear Dawud alayhi salam? Why can't we have these duas in our minds, right? We should. And we strengthened his kingdom and gave him wisdom and discerning in speech. And has there come to you the news of the adversaries when they climbed over the wall of the prayer, his prayer chamber? When they entered upon Dawud, he was alarmed by them. They said, fear not, we are two adversaries, one of whom has wronged the other. So judge between us with truth, do not exceed it, and guide us to the sound path. Indeed, this is my brother, has 99 ewes, and I have one ewe. And so he said, entrust her to me, and he overpowered me in speech, meaning he already had the 99 and this person has one. Instead of saying, let's do a win-win situation, you take half and I take half, you take 49 of mine and we both share. But no, a person is greedy. So he had 99 and he want all of the other person has only one and he wanted that too. Dawud said, he has certainly wronged you in demanding your ewe in addition to his ewes. And indeed, many associates oppress one another except for those who believe and do righteous deeds. What do we learn here? People who have shared businesses or shared something, they're always fighting. This is why shared businesses and shared assets are always dangerous, because they actually put the hearts away from each other. And few are they. And Dawud became certain that we had tried him, and he asked forgiveness of his Lord and fell down, bowing in prostration and turning in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawud alayhi salam understood that the decision he made was not right, and he actually immediately bowed down. And this is the ayah of sujood. So we forgave him, that indeed for him is nearness to us and a good place of return. And we said, O Dawud, indeed, we have made you successors upon the earth, so judge between the people in truth and do not follow your own desire, as it will lead you astray from the way of Allah. Indeed, those who go astray from the way of Allah will have a severe punishment for having forgotten the day of account. You know why people go all the way the other way around? Because they forget the day of judgment. So what did we learn lesson from this paragraph? Dawud alayhi salam was blessed with patience and determination. Oh Allah, make us have patience and determination. Dawud alayhi salam was awwab. He would turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, bless us with this quality. And Dawud alayhi salam immediately sought out forgiveness. Oh Allah, give us forgiveness. And immediately sought out forgiveness. And we should do sujood. And we should do hamd, praise Allah, and shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's go to the next paragraph. Ayah number 27 to 40. Sulaiman alayhi salam was tested and passed. Who was Sulaiman alayhi salam? He was the son of Dawud alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam were both blessed with this dunya and the prophethood. This means that all of them, all these things, goodness can be combined together in this dunya. Ayah number 27, we learned, and we did not create the heavens and the earth, and that between them aimlessly. That is the assumption of those who disbelieve. So woe to those who disbelieve from the fire, or should we treat those who believe and do righteous deeds like corruptors in the land, or should we treat those who fear Allah like the wicked? This is the blessed book. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakan. Question. This blessed book, do we want in our life? Then we should want it. We should truly desire for it. We have revealed to you, O Prophet, that they might reflect upon its verses, and that those of understanding would be reminded. And to Dawood we gave Suleiman, an excellent servant. Indeed, he was one repeatedly turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like father, like son. Oh Allah, give us sons like that, who are awab, the one who turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make dua for our ummah, that oh Allah, bless our ummah with slaves, servants like this, Suleiman alayhi salam, who are always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, give us beautiful sons who are awam. Exhibited before him in the afternoon were the poised standing race horses. And he said, indeed, I gave preference to the love of the good things over the remembrance of my Lord until it, that is the sun, dispersing the curtain of darkness. One day Prophet ﷺ was gone somewhere. When he was coming back, he came back, he saw Aisha radiallahu anha playing with dolls, and he said, what is this? She said, these are dolls, and there was one horse there too. And the horse had wings. So Prophet ﷺ asked, does horse have wings too? Aisha, look at the beautiful answer she gave. Didn't you hear the story of Suleiman ﷺ's horses, that they used to fly and they had wings? That means that she had all the information on the top of the fingertips. When do you think this Quran will become such like that we can all mention it and quote it just like that? Have dream, have dua. May Allah make this Quran such that it brings, it can come in our daily life conversation like that. And he said, return them to me and set about striking their legs and necks, because these horses made him forget. This is why he was mad. And we certainly tried Suleiman and placed on his throne a body that he returned. He said, my Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom such as will not belong to anyone after me. Indeed, you are the bestower. This was the dua of Suleiman alayhi salam, and he made three du'as. So we subjected to him the wind blowing by his command gently wherever he directed, and also the devils of the jinn, every builder and diver, and other bound together in irons. We said, this is our gift, so grant or withhold without account. And indeed, for him is nearness to us and good place of return. And remember our servant Job, meaning Ayyub alayhi salam, when he called to his Lord, indeed, Shaitan has touched me with hardship and torment. Notice here, he didn't say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did you send me this sickness? Oh Allah, why did you do this? Because people have this attitude of complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's not what mukhlas slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Instead of saying, Allah, you afflicted me with the problem, he's saying, Shaitan afflicted me. How beautiful. So, what do we learn from this section, 27 to 40? We learn, check what is it that distract us. Because for Suleiman al-Islam, it was his horses. So there must be something in our life that distracts us and keeps us away. So we need to take that out from our lives. And Ni'am al-Abd, Allah gave us blessed son too, because he was given the blessed son. And Suleiman al-Islam made the three du'as. Number one was, give me hukum that is aligned with your hukum, meaning a good sound judgment. And the second one was, give me mulk that no one will get ever. And the third dua was, if a person leaves his home for salah, he comes back like if he is born today, meaning all of his sins are forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove all the trials. Next, in the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, we learn from ayah number 41 to 64, remembrance of Akhirah made them favorite. May Allah make us among those. Ayah number 42. So he was told, strike the ground with your foot. This is the spring of a cool bathe and drink. And we granted him his family and like number with them as mercy from us and a reminder for those of understanding. We said, and taking your hand a bunch of grass and strike with it and do not break your oath. Indeed, we found him patient, an excellent servant. And indeed, he was one repeatedly turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu awwab. May Allah make us turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember our servants Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub, those of strength and religious vision, meaning they had absar, basira. Basira is something when you see the truth. May Allah grant us basira to us and our generations to come. Indeed, we chose them for an exclusive quality, and that is zikraddar, remembrance of the home of the hereafter. Allah, give us the ability that we are remembering the home of hereafter, and that becomes the focus of our life. And indeed, they are to us among the chosen and outstanding. And remember Ismail, Alisha, and Dhulkifl, and all are among the outstanding. This is the reminder, and indeed, for the righteous is a good place of return, gardens of perpetual residence, whose doors will be open to them. Can you imagine? Doors are pre-open, so they didn't have to lift them. Why? Because they are the chosen servants. Oh Allah, keep the doors of Jannah open for us too. Reclining within them, they will call therein for abundant fruits and rain, and with them will be women limiting their glances and of equal age, meaning no age difference, no compatibility issue. This is what you, the righteous, are promised for the day of account. Indeed, this is our provision for it. There is no depletion, meaning it will never run out. You will never say, oh, sorry, limited stock. We're out of stock. You have to wait. In this dunya, when we place an order, we are told sometimes this particular color or this particular item is out of stock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there is no depletion in akhirah, in Jannah. This is so, but indeed, for the transgressors is an evil place of return. Give 3 seconds to yourself. Think. Hell, which they will enter to burn, and wretched is the resting place. This, so let them taste it, is scalding water and foul pollutants and other torments of its types in various kind. Meaning, in hellfire, the torments will be different kinds. It depends what they did in this dunya. That's exactly how the torment will be. For example, if they used to fight a lot, they will have the torment of fighting there. If they used to kill a lot, they will have a torment of killing there. And its inhabitants will say, this is a company bursting in with you. No welcome for them. Indeed, they will burn in the fire. They will say, nor you, no welcome for you. You or our leaders brought this upon us, and wretched is the settlement. They will say, our Lord, whoever brought this upon us, increase for him double punishment in the fire. And they will say, why do you not see men whom we used to count among the worst? Is it because we took them in ridicule, or has our vision turned away from them? Indeed, that is truth. That is reality. The quarreling of the people of the fire. Say, O Prophet, I am only. So in this section, we learn Ayyub alayhi salam was patient, and one thing that was common among all prophets was they were all akhirah oriented. Oh Allah, make us akhirah oriented. Imagine Jannah, stay away from disputes, and complaints make you ungrateful. Ayah number 65 to 88, animosity from day one. Say, O Prophet, I am only a warner. There is not any deity except Allah, the one, the prevailing, Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is in between them, the exalted in might, the perpetual gift forgiver. Say, it is great news from which you are turned away. I had no knowledge of exalted assembly of angels when they were disputing the creation of Adam. It has not been revealed to me, except that I am a clear warner. So mention, when your Lord said to the angels, Indeed, I am going to create a human being from clay. So when I have proportioned him and breathed into him my created soul, they fall down to him in prostration. So the angels prostrated, all of them entirely, except Iblis. He was arrogant among them, among the disbelievers. Allah said, O Iblis, what prevented you from the prostration, that which I created my hands? And were you arrogant? Then were you already among the haughty? He said, I am better than him. You created me from fire and created him from clay. Allah said, then get out of it, that is the paradise. And indeed, upon you is my curse until the day of recompense. He said, my Lord, then reprieve me until the day they are resurrected. Allah said, so indeed, you are of those reprieved. Until the day of the time, well known, Iblis said, by your might, I will surely mislead them all. Notice here in ayah number 82, he is so determined. And except among them your chosen servants, notice here, illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin, the one who are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, make us sincere servants. And Allah said, the truth is my oath, and the truth I say, that I will surely fill hell with you and those of them that follow you altogether. Say, O Prophet, I do not ask you for it, that is Quran, any payment, and I am not of the pretentious. It is but a reminder to the world. And you will surely know the truth of its information after a time. Surah Zumar, it's a beautiful surah. It's a very, this surah will continue the next chapter too. The word Zumar means a group of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a beautiful comparison in this surah, and we learn here so many lessons. It has so much depth in it. Inshallah, one day when you will learn this surah in detail, you will understand how beautiful it is. For now, let's listen to the recitation of the first three ayahs of this surah, and then we'll continue with the meaning. And inshallah, that towards the end of today, we have a beautiful, amazing announcement for all of you. So stay put, do not leave until you hear the announcement, because this is the time. If you miss the announcement, you may miss the opportunity to follow. So let's listen to the recitation of first two ayahs. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الزمر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم The revelation of the book, that the Quran, is from Allah, the exalted in might, the wise. Indeed, we have sent down to you the book, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in truth. So worship Allah, being sincere to him in his religion. What do we learn in this ayah number 129? Kingship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So try to take these ayahs, think in your mind that only Allah deserves the kingship. Unquestionably, for Allah is the pure religion. Allah lillahi dinul khalis. If Allah's religion is pure religion, then Allah wants pure servants that are mukhlas. And those who take protectors besides him say, we only worship them that they may bring us nearer to Allah in position. Indeed, Allah will judge between them concerning that over which they differ. Indeed, Allah does not guide he who is a liar and confirmed disbeliever. If Allah had intended to take a son, he could have chosen from what he creates whatever he willed, and exalted is he. He is Allah, the one, the prevailing. He created the heavens and the earth in truth. He wraps the night over the day and wraps the day over the night, and had subjected the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term. Unquestionably, he is the exalted in might, the perpetual forgiver. He created you from one soul, then he made from it its mate, and he produced for you among the grazing livestock 8 mates. He created you in the wombs of your mothers, creation after creation. Did we decide to choose that what features was going to be, or did your mother get to choose that? No, she had no say whether she's getting boy or girl, whether she's getting white skin or dark, or whether she's getting black hair or green brown hair, whether she's getting black eyes or blue eyes. All these decisions were made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creations after creation, within three darknesses. What does it mean? Today, science has proved that the womb is basically three layers of darknesses. That is Allah, your Lord. Can we feel this? That is Allah, your Lord. To Him belongs dominion. To Him belongs all the dominion. Lahul mulk. Say it. Lahul mulk. All mulk is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deity except Him. So how are we? How are you averted? If you disbelieve, indeed Allah is free from need of you. And He does not approve for His servants disbelief. And if you are grateful, He approves, that is, likes it for you. And no bearer of burden will bear the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return, and He will inform you about what you used to do. Indeed, He is knowing of that within the breast. And when adversity touches man, He calls upon His Lord, turning to Him alone. Then when He bestows on him a favor from His Himself, He forgets him whom He called upon before, and He attributes to Allah equal to mislead people from His way. Say, enjoy your disbelief for a little. Indeed, you were of the companions of the fire. And is one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, prostrating and standing. Notice here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a comparison in this ayah. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُهُ الْآخِرَةُ وَيَرْجُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Meaning, the one who is devoutly obedient during periods of night, doing tahajjud prayer, doing qiyamul layl, and prostrating and standing in prayer, fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, like the one who does not. Do you think they can be equal? Is it the question? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, how can you think that those two people who sleep all night long and the one who actually, those who know equal to those who do not know, meaning the one who have knowledge, the one who doesn't, can they be equal? Only they will remember who are people of understanding. The one who learned the Quran and the one who doesn't, can they be equal? So what do we learn in this section? Allah is all forgiving. Allah creates pairs, and baby is in three layers of protection, and we will have to return to Allah one day. And people will find out on the day of judgment and ibadah at night hours. We need to do that. Let's make intention. And knowledgeable ones cannot be the same as not knowledgeable ones. And Quran is a true book, and worship Allah alone. So ayah number 10 to 21, be the slave of Allah only. Say, O my servants who have believed, fear your Lord, for those who do good in the world is good, and the earth of Allah is spacious. Indeed, the patient will be given their reward without account. Say, O Prophet, indeed, I have been commanded to worship Allah, being sincere to Him. Say, indeed, I fear if I should disobey my Lord the punishment of the tremendous day. Say, Allah alone do I worship. So, worship what you will besides Him. Say, indeed, the losers are the ones who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Unquestionably, that is the manifest laws. They will have canopies, that is, layers of fires among them, and below them canopies. By that, Allah threatens, that is, warns His servants, or, O my servants, then fear me. Think of a bed that is made of fire, and think of the comforter that is also made of fire, and you are enveloped and sandwiched between them. But those who have avoided Taghut, and lest they worship it and turn back to Allah, for them are good tidings. So give good tidings to my servants. May Allah make us among those who listen to speech and follow. Notice here, if you have to listen first, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ, meaning, first step is listening, and then فَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ, and follow the ayah number 18, highlight it for yourself. And those are people of understanding. Then is one who has to serve the decree of punishment to be guided, then can you save one who is in the fire? But those who have feared their Lord, for them are chambers above their above them chambers built high, beneath which river flow. This is the promise of Allah. Allah does not fail His promise. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky and makes it flow as springs and rivers in the earth? Then He produces thereby crops of varying colors. Then they dry and you see them turn yellow. Then He makes them scatter debris. Indeed, in that is a reminder for those of understanding. So is one whose breast Allah has expanded to Islam. Highlight this ayah. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ expand acceptor to accept Islam, and he is upon that is guided by a light from his Lord, like one whose heart rejects it, meaning those two cannot be seen. Then woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah keep our hearts softened and keep our tongue moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are in manifest error. So, ayah number 23, Allah has sent down the best. In this paragraph, we learn when chest expands for Islam. Ayah number 23, Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book wherein it is a reiteration. The skin shiver therefrom of those who fear their Lord. Oh Allah, make us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then their skin and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? All the fear is gone and the heart is in a relaxed mode. Said something amazing. This contentment, this relaxation only comes with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the mention of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah, which He guides whom He wills, and one whom Allah sends stray, for him there is no guide. O Allah, relax our heart in this dunya with your remembrance of your name, so we can relax in Jannah forever. Then he who will shield with his face the worst of the punishment of the day of resurrection, like one secure from it. And it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste what you used to earn. Those before them denied and punished, and punishment came upon them from where they did not perceive. So Allah made them taste disgrace in worldly life. This disgrace comes in this dunya too, but the punishment of the hereafter is greater if they only knew. And we had certainly presented for the people in this Quran from every kind of example that they might remember. It is in Arabic without any deviance that they might become righteous. Allah presents an example, a man that is slave owned by quarreling partners and other belonging to exclusively to one man. Are they equal in comparison? Praise to be Allah, but most of them do not know. Imagine if a slave is working for three masters at the same time. One master is saying something else, the other master is saying something else. How devastating it would be for this slave. And imagine if you and I only worship one Allah. Do you think it is much easier to worshiping many gods, which people do? Indeed, you are to die, and indeed, they are to die. Then, indeed, you on the day of resurrection, before your Lord will dispute. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is such a beautiful surah. Think about in this comparison, because Surah Az-Zumar is some surah that requires a lot of love and attention, because in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you a thinker. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you to think. Think again and again. What kind of ending will be? How come you and I just assume that the knowledgeable one and the non-knowledgeable one will be the same? How come you and I just assume that the people who learn and come to Quran, they will be the same one as the other one? So what do we learn here? We need to compare our lives. What do we want in our life? Where do we want to go? And this is why, inshallah, let's do the dua of the end slide for this one. And then we will have some announcement to share with you. So in the next slide, the dua that we learn in the morning, Allahumma faqina fiddeen. If you really truly ask this dua from the bottom of your heart right now, then inshallah, the announcement that we're about to do, it will really benefit you. You know why? Because when we have mind and heart open up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then announcement like the one that you're about to hear will be very beneficial to you and I. So let's say it one more time from the bottom of our heart. Allahumma faqina fi deen. Oh Allah, grant us understanding of deen. And in the next slide, the take home message today is, imagine when Allah expands the breast. What happens then? Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would expand your breast. Imagine if you're able to grab the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you in this Quran. Imagine when you're holder of a Quran. Imagine when you're reciting this Quran and touching this Quran and spending a lot of time during the day and any hour with this Quran. So much so that people would be jealous of you. You know why? Because they may not be getting this Quran. Why don't you and I think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expand my heart for this Quran so I can become a member who are member of the client of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the member of the, who are the inshallah. We have the announcement for you, and the announcement is, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to offer you, the Nurul Quran is able to offer you a new course that is starting soon. In the start date, the name of the course is Road to Jannah, Sabirul Jannah. Sabirul Jannah means Road to Jannah. This course will be offered every Saturday and Sunday starting June 28, I believe. Let's see if we can have the flyer put up, inshallah, that will be easier. Yes, the flyer that you see on your screen, the course will be in English. It's a full-term course for young girls and sisters. And this is every Saturday, Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. And if you are in UK time zone, the timings will be 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. for UAE. The timings will be 6 p.m. to 8 for Pakistan. The timings will be 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And for India, the timings will be 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you will get to learn tajweed in it, meaning you'll be able to fix your recitation. And then you will be learning some beautiful Quranic and Masnoon du'as. And you will be learning word-to-word translation and analysis. You know why? Because in that word-to-word, it's an amazing part of this course, because you will understand word-to-word meaning. And when you will be listening to the recitation of any Qari or even your own recitation, you will know exactly what it means. And that feeling, I cannot explain you unless you actually experience it. If the students who are there already, maybe they can tie their experience, because this is an experience. This is beyond imagination, and only those who have experienced it, they can tell you. And then what else you will learn? There will be some books of the Fima Sunnah series in which you will learn exactly the proper way of the Salah and the Zakah and everything. And of course, besides that, there will be personality development courses, and home and management skills will be taught too. And the duration is 2 years, and it will be online, so anybody can take anytime, inshallah. And then it's the start date for this course is Saturday, June 28th, right? Saturday, June 28th, 2020. So, my question to you, are we ready for Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam? Meaning, Allah is inviting you to the home of peace, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for you to come up with this idea where you can sign up for this course. How amazing this journey would be. You know why? Because a lot of people don't know this information. A lot of people don't have any idea what are they missing out. Do you feel after going through this journey so far, did you feel that you were missing out on something? Because this journey, this Quran, is really life-changing experience. And not for the worse, it's for the better. Because it gives you so much happiness and contentment, even if you are in this time zone or not any other time zone. It is up to you. You are in your comfort of your own home. You can take this course. And we have been learning that becoming a student of where the happiness lies, because information on your fingertip, so many of it. Right? And subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamu ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, subhanaka ashadu an la.
لأنك سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا واحسن جزاء سيستر فايزه. سبحان الله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Beautiful news. الحمد لله الحمد لله. See, this is all of you were requesting it, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's been, the wish has been granted, subhanallah. And you, can you imagine how many more wishes will be granted in this blessed month? And when you do du'as, and the angels say ameen to all the du'as, subhanallah, subhanallah. And I mean, there's no better way of rewarding anyone, you know, just by being a student of Quran, subhanallah. It is the best job ever, best, subhanallah. And I can vow that it is a life-changing experience. And just by touching base of all the commandments and everything in Quran, it is so mesmerizing. And can you imagine when you will be learning in detail? Subhanallah. I mean, it is just mind-blowing. And so many misconceptions, it just vanish. And you just learn the real deen. Not what he told me, she told me. Not like that. So it is, you just learn the roots of it, the basic of Quran. And then the life becomes so easy. Because you understand. You understand the real deen. So this is so very important for every Muslim, you know, to understand their deen. So they can follow and implement the real deen. Yes, the date is 27th of Afan, yes. it is 27th and it will be 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. It will be 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. UAE time, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pakistan time, and 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. India time. So all the times have been mentioned on the flyer. So do loads of du'as while you are still in the gathering of angels, and inshallah, in the coming days, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom to make the best decision, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from our heart. And you know what? In Ramadan, the hearts are so soft, and you just absorb so much. And just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are in the same time zone, in the same condition, even after Ramadan, when you start this beautiful journey of yours, inshallah wa ta'ala. And I wish you all the best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you success and steadfastness on the road to Jannah, inshallah wa ta'ala. Yes, sisters, it is open to every, sisters, yes, but it's open to every single sister, yes. It doesn't matter. Alhamdulillah, we are all one Muslim ummah. Doesn't matter from where you are. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's just, yes, dear. It's sisters only. Right? All right. Let's, any other questions? Let's conclude our class before we, Alhamdulillah. So it is a very, glad tiding for everyone, subhanallah. And it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us this opportunity to serve in His path, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from everyone involved. Ameen, summa ameen. And yes, sisters, what is the condition of your heart after learning all the scenes of Jannah and horrible scenes of Jahannam? Allahu Akbar, a mixture of emotions, feeling of fear upon listening the description of Jahannam, the food served there, the crimes and the actions of the inheritors, then feelings of gratitude, subhanallah, upon listening the mesmerizing scenes of Jannah. Its amenities, its foods, the luxurious lifestyle there, and the sacrifices endured by the jihad with their nafs to obey their Lord's commandments. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, what a roller coaster ride. After listening it all, how a person not fall in love with his Lord, the most merciful, the most loving, the most forgiving, who gave us numerous reasons to repent, so he subhanahu wa ta'ala could forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wisdom to seek forgiveness in these last days of this blessed month, inshallah wa ta'ala. Now let's share some thoughts we will take from today's lesson, inshallah wa ta'ala. Let's make our sharing a sadqa jariya for us. Ameen. Being patient. Be away, constantly turning back to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Awab. Uh-huh. And remember akhirah. Indeed. Be a mukhlis. Somebody, yeah, of course. Alhamdulillah. And be the inheritors of Jannah. Inshallah wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this wisdom to do to strive in that path. Inshallah wa ta'ala. Strive to be mukhlis. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ask Allah to bring nur to our hearts. Indeed, indeed, we all need is remove ego. That is so very important. Most of our relationships are destroyed because of this one word, ego. We are so egoistic that we just don't want to admit our mistake. If we haven't done mistake, our big ego doesn't want to forgive people. Work on tafakkur, ponder over, yes, alhamdulillah. Praying for a sound heart and being mukhlas. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, wa ta'ala, we will all pray. Alhamdulillah. All right. Let's conclude our class and make dua. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for us. Ya Allah, make this Quran the light, the desire, the coolness, the serenity of our hearts. Ya Allah, grant us wisdom to ponder over this beautiful kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant us with the hikmah to ponder over the ayahs from this universe. Ya Allah, make our hearts find the truth, accept it and stand for it. Ya Allah, grant us the Jannah after saving ourselves from Jahannam. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to do righteous deeds so we can hope and can be among the contenders of Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us hikmah to refrain ourselves from sin so we are saved from the torment of hellfire. Ya Allah, grant us easy judgment. Ya Allah, we are seeking your mercy, your maghfirah. Ya Allah, make us among makhlasoon. Grant us wisdom to make the best use of our skills to serve in your path and expand our hearts for the beautiful deen of yours. Ameen. Allahumma a'inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni fa'fu anna fa'fu anna. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ان عذابها كان غراما انها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم اني اسالك الجنه وما قرب اليها من قول او عمل واعوذ بك من النار وما قرب اليها من قول او عمل امين ثم امين. Take good care of yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any and every evil and shar there is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and keep us in His hifzu aman. Ameen summa ameen. Jazakumullah khairan kaseera wa asan jaza. If life and health permitted, we will meet again tomorrow inshallah wa ta'ala with another beautiful session of Journey Through Quran with Juz 24th. Biiznillah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم محمد وآله وصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ثم لك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض.